I'm very grateful for this new choir. I don't know what their name is, but they are good. Speaking of names, I see our dear Jackie Lacey with us, and so let's thank God for her. Yeah, amen. Amen. God, I saw her in you. And we're grateful for all of you that are present with us on today. I'm also was told that there have been some flooding in the rear of the church, of those rear exit doors, and so they're asking that we would leave out the middle doors and front doors. Because if you leave out the back doors, there have been some flooding on both, I understand, both sides. So please leave out the front or the middle doors here, and then you won't have to experience any water as you exit. Now, if you have your program, I'd like you to turn to the very back of your program. We're going to share with you out of the sacred scripture. This is our third time reading from the book of Psalms number one. And as we read this, I'm going to be emphasizing today verses 5 and 6. I'm just going to read verses 5 and 6. Psalm number one, verses 5 and 6, reading it from the New King James Version. And it reads, "Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." So I'm going to conclude this. You may be seated. I'm going to conclude this today as we've been talking about blessings in 2025, and we want to try to wrap this up today. It is important that as we go into this new year, and this is the last Sunday of the first month of the new year, so the time is moving along quite quickly, and we want to make sure that we are moving in the right direction. Each one of us needs to take responsibility for our own life. And to take responsibility for your life means you need to be guiding your life in a way that God is pleased with. If you guide your life in the way that God is pleased with, then there will be some results from that that are essentially the same as the results of, as I shared with you last week, the results of the law of gravity. If you throw a ball up, it will come down. Throw an apple up, we got 10 apples up here. If you throw one of them up, that apple will come down. That is the result of the law of gravity. Well, God has spiritual laws. And these spiritual laws, there are some results. If you do and follow what God says, the result is your life will be blessed. That's why it starts out, blessed is the person, blessed is the man, blessed is the woman, blessed is the teenager, blessed is the senior citizen, blessed is the parent. It doesn't matter who you are. What matters is if you will do what the Lord says, because the result is going to be you will be blessed. Doesn't matter what your nationality is. Doesn't matter whether you come from a rich, famous family or you come from a poor, unknown family. That doesn't matter. What matters is are you doing what the Lord says? I was at an affair some years ago, and they said I think it was that time, Carl Lewis was the fastest man in the world, and they said, the fastest man in the world is here. And I didn't get to hear all of what he had to say. I got to hear some of his speech. And it was intriguing to me that this man is recognized as being the fastest man in the world. And I read just recently, just this past Olympics, that he was coaching a young man that also ran in the Olympics. I don't think he won, but he did well in the Olympics. And he attributed, although he didn't win the race, he attributed just being there to having a good coach. If it wasn't for this coach, I wouldn't even have made it to the Olympics. And that's what God is trying to do with us. He's trying to be a good coach. because you don't make it in. You don't make it into the pearly gates. You don't make it into heaven if God doesn't show you the way. And so our God wants to show us the way. And in showing us the way, he also says to us the way that we should not go. Don't, there are certain things you just should not do. And so it starts out, don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't listen to people that you already know are going to be leading you wrong. My mother used to not like a friend that I loved dearly. And my mother would tell me, what I don't like about him is that he always does wrong. In school, in the neighborhood, wherever he is, he's going to do wrong. And she says, and you seem to love to be around him. And she was right. I love being around him. I said to my mom, I said, well, you know, I think I'm going to have a positive impact on him. I think if I stay around him, I think I'm going to get him to come to church and be baptized and start praising the Lord. I said, so mom, what's wrong with that? She said, well, if that could happen, nothing be wrong with that. She said, but the problem is that you are inclined to be more like him than he is inclined to be more like you. He seems to be rubbing off on you more than you are rubbing off on him. And so what the Bible says is just don't walk in that counsel. Don't go with the ungodly. Because their ways are going to start being your ways. And you're going to start using the language that they use. Might have been why I started cursing so bad. I don't know. If you continue to be around the ungodly, ungodliness will start to be a part of your environment. It will start to just be natural to you. It's essentially nothing wrong with it, because it becomes your environment, becomes the circumstance in which you live. It becomes so common to you that you don't see it when it's wrong. You see no wrong with it. And so what the Bible wants to do is say, don't get yourself in that situation. So just don't walk where they walk. And then it tells us, and make sure you don't stand where they stand. And please don't sit down where they sit down. Because you're starting to embrace that environment. So it says, don't listen to their counsel. Don't stand where they stand. And don't sit in the seat of the scum. Because you're heading in the wrong direction when you do that. Then it tells us that God's delight is in the law of the Lord. And the person who will delight in God's word and will make the effort to hear what God's word is, and then decide, once I hear it, then I need to do something with what I heard. I need to try to follow it. I need to try to be obedient to his word. And so here, in this text, as we close out this first psalm, it lets us know that the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. That's the first part you want to do, 5a. The ungodly, they will not stand in the judgment. Now, we need to know also, and I don't think I put it there, but 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17 says, for the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And so Peter tells us judgment is going to start here at the house of God. It's going to start with the believers. It's not going to start with the ungodly. It's going to start with the people who say they are trying to live godly lives. That's where judgment will start. Peter makes it real clear. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17, judgment is going to start at the house of God. Because God's house is supposed to be in order. God's house is supposed to be that which God is proud of. And God says, I'm going to start with the example. Our God starts his judgment at his house. And so you and I, as children of God, we need to make sure we're ready. And the only way to be ready is to be with Christ. If your hand is in Christ's hand, if you're trying to follow what he says, you're trying to be obedient to what he has taught, then you're in the right place. Judgment could come any day. It could come today. It could come this evening. It could come tonight. And so God tells us to always be ready, because judgment is going to start with the house of God. And then he's going to say to the righteous and to the unrighteous, the righteous is going to draw near to him, and to the unrighteous, the ungodly, he's going to say, depart from me, I don't know you. And so we want to be a part of those that God draws near to him. So judgment is going to tell what the scripture says, the ungodly, they will be in the judgment, but they won't be able to stand. They're going to have to bow down. They're going to have to kneel before the presence of our God. And remember what Jesus said, every knee shall bow. So it doesn't matter right or wrong. My knee bows because I choose to bow to my Christ. Now the ungodly, the unrighteous, they're going to have to bow also, but it's not by choice. It's going to be, the angels are going to make everybody bow in the presence of the living God. So we want to make sure that we are doing it because we choose to do it out of our love for our Christ. But here in this text, it says the ungodly, they shall not stand. They're not going to be able to make it. They're not going to be able to hear God saying well done to them because they haven't done well. I put in there, and I want you to make sure you read this, Romans 5:6. Well, when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. That's important for us because the Bible wants you and I to know that God himself came and he died for the ungodly. And so the ungodly, not only did they have an opportunity, not only did they have a chance, Christ actually died for them just like he died for you and for me. But they rejected him. Every person that does not get called by God to be in heaven with our Lord is because they rejected him. You don't accidentally go to hell. You didn't make a mistake and ended up in hell. Hell is not for people who made a mistake. Hell is not for people who had an accident. Hell is for people who made the choice to reject Jesus Christ. That's the only way you go to hell. I have to make the choice. I don't want that Christ. And if you reject him, then he says, depart. He's not going to try to make you follow him. He's not going to try to make you go to heaven. He's going to say, well, then depart from me. And so our Christ gives every one of us, each one of us, an opportunity, the chance to be with our Lord. What you and I want to do is make sure we let them know you got a choice. Doesn't matter what you've done in the past. Doesn't matter how many mistakes you made. You got a choice today to decide in your own life, I want to do what Christ says. If you make that choice today, all of your yesterdays will be wiped clean. He'll forgive you of every sin you've ever done, just like he's forgiven me, and he's forgiven everybody else. Everybody that goes to heaven are people that have been forgiven. You don't get to heaven unless you are a forgiven person. And so we are part of that forgiving crowd. And I say to everybody, don't you want to be forgiven? That's all Jesus Christ came. He came that he might bear our sin, that our Father might forgive us. He offers us forgiveness. So here is the ungodly. It says, will not stand in the judgment. The ungodly will not be in the congregation of the righteous. The sinner will not be in the congregation of the righteous. The ungodly are like the chaff which the wind drives away. And that wind, as I said to you last week, is the wind of the Holy Spirit. It drives ungodliness away. That's what the wind of the Spirit does. And it does it to all the ungodly. But then this also tells us here about the righteous. And it says, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous. The Lord knows. It tells us in the end that the ungodly shall perish. But I want to And you can write that in there also, the ungodly have perished. But I want to focus our last few minutes on what God would do for the righteous. You may not know this. It might surprise some of you. But I'm trying to be in that righteous crowd. I want the Lord, at the judgment day, I want him to say, Alvin Tunstall Jr., I can't speak for the third, I can't speak for senior, but I can speak for Alvin Tunstall Jr. Alvin Tunstall Jr., come and stand with the righteous. I believe my dad would be there. I believe I got a lot of other friends would be there. But I'm going to make sure I'm there. And God gives us an opportunity to be sure about this. Jesus Christ has said that if you will allow me in, remember he told us, I'm standing at the door and knock, and if you'll come in, I'll come and sup with you. I'll be in your family with you. And where Christ is, the Bible tells us, where Christ is, God the Father is also. And where the Father is, wherever the Father is, that's heaven. Doesn't matter where it is. I don't know if it's going to be beyond Jupiter, beyond Mars. I don't know where it is. But wherever God is, that's where heaven is. That it is the throne of God. And our God has allowed Jesus Christ, his son, to sit on that throne. And so, my brothers and sisters, we need to make sure that we are part of that godly crowd. And the Bible says, the Lord knows the way of the righteous. He knows the way. Remember now, Jesus told us, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And so if you're going to be righteous, you're going to have to be with him. Because not only does he know the way, he is the way. He is the way. And because our Christ is the way, he then says to you and I, if you will walk in this way, and it is the way of Christ, he tells us, then you and I will be righteous. We become righteous by walking in the way of Christ. It's not something that we do for ourselves. It's something that we follow what Jesus said. Remember, he says, follow me. If we will follow him, we become righteous. Just following Christ, you become less like yourself and more like him. He will use your abilities and your talents and your skills and all that he poured into you, but he'll transform it to be like Christ. We become like Jesus Christ by walking with our Lord. There's a book out called An Ugly Truth. And in this book, An Ugly Truth, the founder of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, I got this quote from him. He says, calm down, breathe, we hear you. Calm down. And as I was reading this psalm, I started thinking, that's what God is saying to every believer. He's saying, first of all, just calm down. Things have happened, fires have happened, lives have been lost. Houses have been lost, vehicles have been lost, and it's been a lot of loss. And God said, in the midst of that loss, just calm down. Zuckerberg then says, breathe. And a part of what God did for you and I is he breathed into us. And so when somebody says breathe, they're really talking about doing what God did. A lot of times they don't know that's what they're saying. But when somebody tells you, breathe, sometimes a medical doctor will say, breathe. I take a deep breath. That is saying, be like God. God breathed into us. And as I started thinking about breathing, breathing then actually starts to control the rest of your body. Years ago, I was a long-distance runner. Ran the cross country in our school, in high school and college, and one of the coaches would say to me, you got to learn how to breathe. Now, if you're 20 years old, you don't know how to breathe by now. But I wasn't controlling the breath in a way that would help me get the most out of my body. And when you breathe, you start to learn how to get more out of the body that you have. And so God is saying, now if you will learn to breathe in the Lord, every breath, ask God to come in with every breath. And then push the devil out with every exhale. Inhale the Lord and then exhale anything that's not like him. If you would start practicing breathing, especially when the scripture tells us when we breathe, we ought to be meditating on him day and night. Breathing will help you to meditate. One of the principles of breathing in a meditation class that I took, it was about you can meditate if you learn how to breathe properly. And part of the breathing is recognizing that every breath you take comes from God. God, the first thing he did was breathe into us. And so we want to be more like God by letting the breath of God be in us. But let me come to a close. The righteous also know not only the way of the Lord, the Lord also knows the way of the righteous. But as we become more like Christ, then it's important for us to also know that Christ is doing this, what one writer calls this unavoidable truth. The unavoidable truth, my brothers and sisters, is when you start to do like Christ, when you start to be like our God, it is unavoidable that he starts to transform who you are. You can't try to be right and not let right transform you. Right is going to turn all your thinking around. You can't hold on to bitterness if you're going to be right. You can't be jealous if you're going to be right. You can't have a violent temper if you're going to be right. You're going to have to decide, I'm either going to hold on to this, which I know God is not pleased with, or I'm going to let that go. I'm going to let it go because I want to be more like Jesus Christ. I want to be right. You know what my prayer is every day? God, make me right. I pray that every day. I want to be right. And in order to be right, you got to be under the authority of Jesus Christ. He's the only righteous one. If you want to be right in your heart, if you want to be right in your living, if you want to be right in the way you treat other people, then you have to have Jesus Christ in your life. There's no other way. Jesus Christ is the only right way. You can be right, but it will be through Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, when you get close to him, he starts to transform you. He turns you around. I was with one of my grandsons, and the sweater I had on was staticky some kind of way. So when I touched him, he got a shock. And he said, "What you do that for?" I said, I thought you did it to me. We weren't sure which one of us shocked the other one, but there was a shock. There was something, some kind of static electricity. But when you become right, that's what God starts to do in your He starts to shock your system. He starts to make you do stuff you didn't know you do. Being nice to people that have been mean to you. Loving your enemy. Offering help to somebody you know don't like you. I'm surprised I'm doing it myself. But that's what being right does. It turns you around. It changes your life. It makes you more like Jesus our Christ. And I'm glad to be right. I'm glad to be determined. I want to be right in Christ. I want to be a Christian in my heart. I'm going to stop right there. Will you stand with me? Maybe somebody here today, let's stand together. Maybe somebody here today wants to accept this Christ in your life. He'll put a deep treasure in you.
blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Draw me nearer.
Thank you for joining today's